Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Yes, I got a thing that on my phone that looked like it was from Amazon, and it was your company with the Dyson vacuum, and it was supposed to be $2. So I filled it out and put in my credit card information, and it said that it couldn't process my card. And I tried again, and it still said it couldn't process my card. Well, then my bank called me with fraud alert, wanting to know if I had made that purchase. And I asked them to cancel it, and they said they couldn't, that I needed to call you. Because it charged me $59.
Okay, first I would just need to locate an order before I can assist you. One moment. Okay, could I just have your zip code first and then your name?
66801 Janet Hambleton.
Okay. Okay, one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so could you just verify your billing address for security purposes and I can take a
Yes.
look at the order?
329 Union Street.
Okay, ma'am, so all I see here is an order attempt. And the order didn't go through.
Well, my bank says it came out.
Okay, so the status on this order is declined. If it does appear that way, I would just recommend giving it 24 hours for that to clear. But I highly doubt that the charge even went through. On our end, you don't have anything on your order. Well, on the order attempt.
Okay, so it doesn't show that I ordered anything.
Correct, ma'am. The only thing it shows here that you attempted to place an order.
Okay, well, I don't know why the fraud alert called me, but I'll call the bank on Monday. Well, thank you. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.